Very clear instruction tonight. Very clear instruction. Everybody say very clear instruction.
Very clear instruction.
Say, I believe what the Lord says.
The Lord says.
Now. All right, because I'm going to deal with, the Lord's been dealing with me about sowing in the spirit of honor. Sowing in the spirit of honor. Everybody does not reach that goal, but we can reach it if we be teachable. Honorable sowing. You might want to footnote this to go along with that. The priority of living prosperous is sowing honorable seeds. The priority of living prosperous. That's God. That's the way God designed it. Is sowing honorable seed. So as we studied the culture of honor, the spirit of honor, and I was praying, and the Lord said, I want you to teach them and train them how to sow in the spirit of honor. See, it has not been the spirit of honor because there's so much religion that is gathered around the revelation.
Yes, sir.
This is a revelation. This is a reality of how God's system work and how God can take you off of the world system. And it's going to take faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it's going to take time.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's going to take separation to be a sower. Are you following me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'm going to teach you about sowing in honor. Yeah. I've been doing it quite some time. I know a lot of other people have been doing it quite some time. I'm going to put scripture to it and ask the Holy Spirit to help me let him reveal and anoint us and open our eyes to how important this is. Now, people talk about, you know, you talk about money, money, money. But it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Look what they're looking for, money. Yeah, I mean, you know, you get on the interstate on Monday morning, you better get out of the way. They're trying to get to them job, boy, they're blowing. Now, I'll be kind of cruising, you know, but say, get out of the way. We're going to begin in Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, and out of that third chapter, I want to look at two facts that we need to look at. And I want you to note this fact, that sowing is both spiritual and honorable.
Yes, sir.
Sowing is both spiritual and honorable. Now, 80 to 90% of the church don't know this. They don't recognize that sowing is spiritual.
Right.
They don't recognize that sowing is honorable because God has a mission. And if you don't have somebody to flow with him in giving, he don't have nobody to bless in return.
Yeah.
We're not going to let that happen.
Right.
So in Proverbs, now you're probably familiar with these scriptures, but I want to connect two scriptures in the third chapter, or two sets of scriptures. I want to go down to the ninth verse. The ninth and the tenth verse is very important here because this is where the Lord really touched me about sowing in honor. The first word in the ninth verse is what?
Honor.
All right, now this is important that you understand. This is an honorable thing to become a sower.
Yes, sir.
He says, notice he says, honor the Lord. Honor the Lord. With thy substance. Now the word substance is very, very, very substance comes from the Lord. If you have any substance, it comes from the Lord. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. Increase coming from the Lord. All right? So he's not asking you to give him something he didn't give you. And then here's the promise in the 10th verse now. Here's the promise in the 10th verse. Look at this. Look at this. Something wrong with this voice. No, there's something been wrong with our training. Something been wrong. The church is lacking in this. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty. Say plenty. You know, we talk about poverty. We talk about being poor. That's two peas too, but he's talking about plenty here. So if you want to know how to have plenty, that is right there. Right? And this is the richest man beside Jesus that ever lived. He said, listen, so shall thy barn be filled with plenty. Then he didn't stop there. And thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Now go back to the ninth voice. Tenth voice can't happen without the ninth voice. All you got to do is do the ninth voice in faith, being led by the Spirit. Finally, my brethren, you will come to the position or place in your life, you listen to me?
Yes, sir.
That you will have plenty. If not, God is playing game with us. He said, honor the Lord. See, honor me. Honor the Lord with thy substance. That's what he said, right? And with the first fruit of all thine increase. Now, you remember I told you, you really don't have to worry about God's part? When you read scripture, look for your instruction. By faith, carry out the instruction. You don't even have to worry about the other part. See, if you do verse 9, verse 10 is already done. So undoubtedly we haven't been doing this as we should in the church, because in my span of teaching this prosperity message, there's not enough people in the body of Christ prosper, including ministers. So shall. He ain't left no room. He left no room outside of himself. So shall. Look at it. So shall. And then he said, and he, I don't know why men get so upset. Thy bond, plural, be filled with plenty. I mean, he wanted to make that clear, crisply clear. And then he said, in case you didn't get it that time, thy presses shall boys have a new wine. Now, to be an honorable soul, let me go back up in this chapter. To be an honorable soul, we got to go back to verse 5. To be an honorable soul, to be an honorable soul, to sow as God leads you, no matter how dark it look. You see, to be an honorable soul, you're going to have to know God. A lot of people talk about they know God. They know God till money come up. They know him in a prayer. They know him in a sing. They know him in a dance. They know him in a sermon. But you start talking about sowing, depart from me, I know you're not. Because it's definitely like God dealing with any limitation or lack. No, God don't have no problem with this. I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to show you some substance in a few moments when you talk about honor the Lord with your substance. The more you honor the Lord, the more substance you have. God looking for substance hammer. See, just pull me some seed out of that substance, and I'm going to give you some more. You see that fifth verse? We know this fifth verse, but I want you, as being an honorable soul, I want you to see tonight, as the first word in that verse is what? How much do you trust God with your finances? And then we have a problem with that. You know, the body of Christ is large. I got to talk like this. I got hundreds of people watching me by internet. We have a problem with that. You see, it says, trust in the Lord. You don't have to trust in the seed. The Lord told you to sow the seed. Turn the seed loose. You know, I used to say as a Baptist preacher, you can't get in the basket with your money. You know, some people sow and they elect, they won't get in there with it and go see where it's going. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Now, you see, you're going to need that voice to sow. Because sowing, for lack of better word, you listening? For lack of better word, and we'll use a mundane word, sowing get crazy sometimes. In other words, what I mean is, to your mind going to float out. Either too much or too many times. See, so you're going to have to be a person that trust in the Lord. You're not going to sow by trusting a man. The Lord got to get to you. And then he said, and notice how he said it now. Sowing is a heart thing. I'll get down. I got some principles, but sowing is from the heart. Sowing is a heart deal. You can't just sow from your mentality. Sowing is not psyche. It's not a psychological thing. It's a spiritual thing. That's what I want you to see. You've got to, Holy Spirit, help me tonight. You've got to, I'm going to drive this thing tonight. You all know I'm going to drive tonight. Now, you see how I'm talking? Yeah, we're on tonight. This is not psychological. This is spiritual. This is not physical. It's spiritual. It's a sowing is a spiritual law that produces spiritual results that the world can't explain. They can't explain it. They don't know how she did it. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Now, when you see that, there must be a divine understanding of sowing. The Holy Spirit must teach you beyond any man or woman. He'll teach you through a man or woman, but he must bring you to himself in his sowing business, because you're going to start a while, you get excited, but you're going to quit. But once you get divine understanding about sowing, come on, I want you to hear that. The Holy Spirit give you divine understanding about sowing. It's as hot in here, and if you turn the air conditioner, it's going to blow us out of here. But what is it, got heater on in here or something? What on, heater? Then they're scared now because they got hot in here one time. I told them, man, I said, put a big one right there, where it blow, just blow. Just bring your man coat. That's all. I'm trying to teach you how to get a man coat. The spirit of understanding about sowing, without fighting, without trying to block it out, without just seeing yourself. If you don't understand it, you're gonna see giving as loss. You got to learn this lesson. Now you're gonna have to learn this. You got to know these things. So he says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to thine own understanding. He said, then the sixth verse, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and the same way he'll direct your seed. See, he'll direct that seed, and he'll direct you to the right soil, and he'll direct the harvest to you. Now notice this. Let's see this in action. Well, let me go to another verse. Go to Proverbs 8. Get to talking about wisdom, and wisdom actually is God. The word is God. Wisdom is God. And you go to Proverbs. To sow, you really have to love God. You have to know him. You have to trust him. You have to rely on him. All right, that's wicked. Y'all ready to work it? See, we're talking about being an honorable sower. We're talking about sowing in the spirit of honor. Sowing on the understanding. See, manipulation and pressure have raped the church. Because for a large time, ministers didn't know how to teach this. So they went in a manipulative way. Trying to get you to give. And, they told you you're going to get something back, but they really wasn't explaining it enough for you to be consistent. Yes, sir. Right. So you held back the next time. Yeah. Nothing came because you didn't know it was a process. Yeah. And so most of us quit before we got there. God has so much waiting for you. Yes, sir. Because he got some purposes. God got missions he got to carry out. God needs some people with some money. Yes. In the church. Man, this is what this is about. You get blessed anyway, but God wants you to have some money so he can call on you and use you. That's all right? You'll let God use you with money? I can't hear you. Y'all talking loud. Because, see, God checking you out right now. See, I need to get you to add up here now. You let God use you with money? All right. You're all right. You said that now. Now, notice here, in the 8th chapter of Proverbs, the 17th verse, I always went through here, even as a Baptist boy. I know he's talking about the nature of wisdom, but that's God's nature. Wisdom is God's nature. Understanding is God's nature. And so it's sort of, I always use it as God talking about himself. Hear what he says. I love them that love me. And those that seek me early shall find me. Notice verse 18. Riches and honor are with me. Yeah, doable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yet than fine gold. My revenue than choice silver. And somebody holler and say, you know, well, you see, you wasn't talking about it. All right, go to the next verse, verse 20. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment that I may, in verse 21. Let's read verse 21. Ready, read. I believe that.
Yes,
I've seen that. See, that I may cause those that love me or cause those that honor me to inherit what? Substance. And I will fill their treasures. I will. God said, I'll do it. I'll do it. And he'll do it too. I want you to notice Job chapter 1 for a moment. And before I start teaching principles, I want to look at a few things. Job chapter 1. You don't get hot up in here. You better not tell me you're hot. I'll tell them, turn the other one on. Better not see nobody sweating. Somebody fanning like they're hot. I made my mind up that night. Job, chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Now, I don't want to see the third verse. I want you to see the third verse. I want you to see the third verse. Look at the third verse. Look what the third verse is. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 she-asses in a very great household. So that man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Look at God talking about that. His substance. See? He said, you see, they honor him with your substance. See, your substance brings more substance. You take seed out of your substance. And the reason people substance so small is they don't take no seeds out of it. You want your substance to grow, you're going to have to sow seed. Honorable, honorable. Watch these women, watch these women, watch these women, watch these women honor God. Watch these women in Luke chapter 8. Watch these women honor God, how they honored God. How they were so grateful for what God had done for them. Watch him, Luke chapter 8, watch what they did. Look what they did. That's all we got to do. Read the Bible and do it. That's all. Read the Bible and follow instruction. That's why I don't want these training sessions to be all spiritual. We get in the spirit and lose God. You need to. This is for you. It's not for God. So these women here. Look at these women. Look at these women. In the 8th chapter, first verse, and it came to pass afterward that Jesus went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 with him. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chosa, Herod's steward, and Susanna. This is what I want you to see. And many others. I know what I want you to see. Which ministered unto him of their substance.
Yes, sir.
See, they were honoring him.
Yeah.
Said the word minister had carried the connotation of honor.
Yeah.
They was honoring. Honorable lesson.
Yes,
now, you got something heavy, heavy hanging over your head, because most of the church is not going to sow. Most church never be a soul because they don't really believe it. And so God told me, I'm going to take a remnant and bless them so much through that thing, they're going to see something. See, most Christians today, they've been so religiously brainwashed, they got to see something, and then they're going to run and try to get it after that, and then you'll be the help of man. You got to see somebody go there and get it. Huh? So again, I want to repeat before I start going down these lines. Note this fact that sowing is both spiritual and honorable. We're talking about sowing in the spirit of honor. Sowing, come on now, let's get these principles. Sowing puts you in a spiritual position that cannot be denied or stopped. It positions you for God to bless you. Sowing, listen to me now, puts you in a spiritual position, because sowing is spiritual. All them promises you see God talking about, all the wonders of heaven, all that got to do with money. It got to do with you doing something. Galatians chapter 6, you know it, verse 7. Sowing puts you in a position. That's why I can say I'll never be broke another day in my life. Sowers can't stay broke. There's a passing of test moments in sowing that most people fall out. They need to just stay with it. You heard me?
Yes.
Stay with it. Come hell and wet water, stay with it. Stay with it. Listen, I want you to get this because when I was studying, I got it. It put you in a spiritual position. Are you hearing this?
Yes,
see, so you got to see sowing put you in a spiritual position with God that cannot be denied, no stop. It cannot deny you from going to another level, cannot deny you from receiving from that seed. Because God said this in his word, Galatians. God said this in his word. You got to come to the point to recognize that sowing, yeah, Lord, can I say it that way? Yeah. Sowing is practical. You got to practice sowing. Sowing is practical. It's something you got to do. So you got to do it. You got to do it, and your body be hollering, and your bills be hollering, and then some of your flaky friend go holler at you. Talking about, oh, you just. You ain't giving me nothing because I don't want nothing. I already got it. I got it by this. I'm still doing it. I tell you about the time the lady called me and the Lord told me, said, and when the phone hung up, I said, I want you to give her a $5,000 widow seed. I ain't never heard of no widow seed. The Lord come up with a revelation of a widow seed. All the books I read, I never saw no widow seed, but I know it was him. So I did it.
Yes, sir.
See, at places, sometimes you can make decisions where you're going to sow, and sometimes you got to sow just where he tell you to sow. Because that's one of them tests. If I let you go higher, do I still have control over you? So God take you through some maze with your money. So when you get there, you'll be trained. You won't be like somebody who won the lottery. Or you won't be like that rich young ruler in Mark chapter 10. He got it probably by inheritance because he said he's a rich young ruler. Therefore, when God pushed that money button, see, a lot of y'all can't stand that money button to be pushed. See, y'all can shout and talk in tongues, yah, 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 yah. But the Lord pushed that money button. Say, oh, they talk about his money, 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 money. No, what you need? You got God already, and God got you. God trying to show you how to get out of debt. I got two letters here. A lady said, I'm debt-free. Thank Jesus. Thank God. I read money coming, money that I lose, I'm loose. She said, my house paid for, my car paid for, everything paid for. She said, I ain't never been debt-free in my life. Thank you so much. Keep on preaching, prophet. I'll read it to you at the end. I got two letters I want to read to you. Now here in Galatians chapter 6, as we talk about sowing put you in a spiritual position, I'm repeating it because I want the Holy Ghost to be able to let you know that sowing is spiritual and that honorable sowing puts you in a spiritual position that this world system cannot deny nor stop for you going to some of the places that God say you can go in his word. Why you talk about it so much? You do this, I'm going to do this. Why he keep saying that? He's trying to show you. If you understand me, I'll take you off this system. Take you off. Yeah, take me all over. You're smart, girl. I remember I was preaching in the 7th verse of the 6th chapter of Galatians. You there? I know one of my teaching is, don't be deceived about the seed. The seed can be deceiving. And because of all this stuff I told you went through, manipulation and pressure and crying and begging, and it almost make people don't want to do nothing, you know. But you don't have to stay there. Notice what it says. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's a wrap. Huh? Huh? And see that 9th verse. Look at the 9th verse. See, because this is what happened. When you become a systematic sower, it looked like you're doing more than God. And that's impossible because he give you what you're sowing. But he's about to do something. God about to do something. God about to do something in your life that you've never seen before. None of your family members never seen it before. I'm telling you the right group. You listen and pay attention. See the night voice said, and let us not be weary in well doing. Don't get weary in your sowing. All sowing has a due season. Now you get excited in here tonight. I'm going to hit some principles. You're going to get so excited in here tonight. But are you going to hold on to it?
Yeah.
See? Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I'm not fainting. Come on. The spirit of dishonor causes you to fail a sowing test. And I got one word for that. Take up. You're a taker. You get on your knees and pray and you raise your hand to God and you don't want to keep on sowing, you see. You got to keep on sowing. I'm talking about sowing extra. You said they say, I'm a tired of work. Keep on sowing extra. Sowing every time you take a sow. See, you're a taker. The most people in the body of Christ are takers. They want preachers to preach for nothing. Yeah, you know, they act like they don't know. They won't honor the man. They won't honor the woman. They just take. That's the spirit of dishonor. And it causes you to fail the sowing test. I don't want to fail. You see, I know God tests sowers. Turn with me in Matthew chapter 25. I know he tests sowers. I know there's brackets of sowers. There's different levels of sowers. And I know that God didn't decide who go to what level. Ho-ho. God didn't decide who went to what was in the level. It says, the Bible, look in Matthew 25, verse 14 and 15. It says in the 14th verse, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his good. Now, every bit of money you have, it came from God. And the one, now notice this distinction here. And to one he gave 5 talents. To another 2. Is God unjust here? What is it saying to us? And to one he gave 2. And to another he gave 1. This unfair God. If you don't understand what he's saying. You see the man with 5 had 1 time. But he passed the money test. Make note, you got to pass the money test. If you want to handle money, you got to know how to take money quiz.
Yeah. Come on, Dad. That's good.
Verse chapter 25, verse 15, and unto one he give 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. Now, there we have different levels of sowers. Notice the end of verse 15, what he said. To every man according to his several ability. How can you handle it? Can you handle it? How much can you handle? How much can you handle? Now, go over to the 25th verse. Let's see why this man had 1. And he ended up with none. He went from 1 to none. He could have went the other way. Now, I always was disturbed as a Baptist boy preacher. I couldn't understand God. God said, take it, take the one from him and give it to the one with the five. See, I didn't know what I know now. I didn't know that the one with five had passed tests that was pleasing to God. He was honorable. And God loved honorable people. Because he can trust them. He took it from the one. Said, boy, as a Baptist boy, I had no trouble with that, you know. I didn't have no preacher to go ask nothing about. Because the preacher didn't know nothing about no money. He's not talking money. He said, root of all evil. I knew money wasn't evil, though, boy. I knew all the good things money could do. I knew in the back of my mind, I knew money wasn't evil. I found out, too. I found out, well, money can make you comfortable. And money can make you pray at the Lord at midnight. Yeah. I have to read this because I have many more things I have to say to you. But the 25th verse says, here's this man with this one. That's why he had one. And you might locate yourself. And I was afraid. My God. And went and hid thy money in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. Lord was upset with him. Lord answered him and said, thou wicked and slothful servant. Thou knew that I reap what I sow not and gave whether I have not strawed. Thou ought therefore to have put my money to the exchanger, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Now I'm using this because it's just like a sowing pattern. Now the Lord says, there you go, verse 28. Take therefore the talents from him and give it to him which have 10 talents. Good God Almighty. Now, notice what verse 29 says. You better pick up on this honorable sowing. Look what verse 29 says. For to everyone that has shall be given. And he shall what? Wow. But from him that does not have the revelation, that has not shall be taken away everything what he had. Now, you know, Jesus used this in the 13th chapter of Matthew when he was teaching about the seed. So undoubtedly that revelation about abundance has something to do with a seed sower. He called him an unprofitable servant. I can't trust you. How much God can trust you with? Some of y'all watching me, by somebody in here or watching me by in there sitting on some seed and think you're going to hatch egg or something. You better try to sow seed. You can't hatch no harvest. Sitting on it, trying to hatch a harvest. You can't hatch no harvest. Sowing releases God to honor you with great harvest. There in 2 Corinthians, turn with me quickly. A lot of scripture, 2 Corinthians. Sowing releases God. Now, I want you to go over and over these things I'm saying to you, to yourself, because God can give you different scriptures. God can give you insight on it. Sowing releases God to honor you with great harvest. In other words, now, you know, one of the things I learned as a Bible school teacher in college, that you can go the opposite of a statement. Sowing releases God. Not sowing, tie God up. Or not sowing properly has your harvest hung up somewhere. Only your seed gonna move your harvest. Nobody can sow for you. Sowing is like getting saved. I can't go up there and say, God, I come up and get saved from Melvin Washington. No, that's not going to happen. It's personal. Tell somebody, sowing is personal. Tell them, it don't have nothing to do with the apostle. It has to do with God and his word and getting your answer. Or put it on the apostle. It's the book. I'm just an agent. I'm assigned to do this. I did this and I brought you back some grapes. Yes. Results to see that it do work. Yes. That's why I leave my life in the open. Yes. God did it. Yes. I'm not ashamed of it. Yes. But he'll do it for you too. Yes. See? See? Son releases God to honor you with great harvest. But I like that. I like that what I say about Melvin. See, I can't sow for Melvin. And Melvin can't sow for me. So who going to sow for me then? Come on, let's get it. Me. See, all this saying, we're talking about sowing. We're not talking about saying. The church, when we come to the word of faith, we become sales. I'm blessing the city, blessing the field. Go back and get your seed and come back down the field. We've been saying a lot of stuff. See, no, we're talking about sowing. We're not talking about saying. It's all right to say something, but you got to sow something to go along with what you say. And I'm going to tell you, I have to train y'all. Y'all got to change levels in some. See, some of y'all get the $5 and get stuck for the rest of your life. No, you got to press. You got to sow. You got to sow some sweat seed that I'm really trusting God now. I'm out of my mind. All right, look at 2 Corinthians 9 a minute. Take these principles as I give them to you. See, we're talking about sowing in the spirit of honor. And the priority of living prosperous is sowing honorable seed. Most of us, by lack of understanding, have dishonored God in sowing. Now, the real nitty-gritty with a dishonor is dishonoring God from showing himself strong in your life to the world that God did this. You got to look for people to do that for, because some people are so spiritual, they don't even see that prosperity, abundance, increase, and overflow, all of that spiritual. It's even more spiritual than being broke. It's more spiritual than lack. It's more spiritual than limitation. Because limitation is not really spiritual. Limitation is stupid. Lack is not spiritual. It's not God. God has no lack in him. Sowing releases God to honor you with greater harvest. There in 2 Corinthians 9:10, look, notice that. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruit of your God will feed you while you're sowing. He'll hold you up. He'll hold you above water. I know Carol and I are about to go under, but I kept sowing. We kept going to meet and kept sowing. You can get out right here. You can get out. Look. The honorable sower. What I said?
The honorable
sower. Let me ask you a question. Are you an honorable sower? When I say honorable sower, are you willing to do whatever God tell you to do? Yes. When God tell you to do it? Yes. Where he tell you to do it? Yes. Not afraid. Right. You trust him.
Right.
Don't care what man say.
Right.
I can hear them preachers now. Sniggling at me and Fred. Fred pricing me. They were sniggling. But they're sniffing now. They could have been right with us. The honorable sower always passed God's prosperity tests. Otherwise, you will fail. I'm going to give you a scripture for that. Powerful scripture. The honorable sower. Come on, say this. The honorable sower. Always pass God's prosperity test. Otherwise, you will fail. Now here's a revelation. Maybe you didn't get it. Prosperity has a test. And one of the major prosperity tests is being an honorable soul. See, here we go back to our confession. You know, we say it. You know, people got long confession. I've been through that too. Just up all in the morning, just talking to God. 5 pages, just telling him. You know. I ain't now, you know what I'm saying? God honored as much as he could, but I ain't got much money out there. I was talking, boy. All them vision board and all y'all got, the house and dreaming and all that, you know. And going by, I said, that's mine right there. No, it ain't be your, you got your soul.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Go to Mark 10. Let's see this. Go to Mark 10. Let's see this. You know, people are religious. Hey, God, I love you. Hallelujah. You the best. I ran to church today. And the Lord dealt with him in the 21st and 22nd verse. That rich young ruler, he run to God, he kneeled, he said, he kept all the commandments. You see that? You know, y'all, how many of y'all read that, ever read that? Some of y'all ain't never read it. It's about the rich young ruler. That's why you're still stuck. The rich young ruler, he's real religious. See, most people are real religious. And not many religious folks come to my meeting. So I'll bury them. Yeah, and rather recommend at the same time, because God's too big for us to be messing around like we're messing around. You understand what I'm saying? Tell somebody it's my time now. I want you to believe. Say, I believe that. So I'll be coming to my meeting not making no progress. Do what I tell you to do. I know it's real. I want you to get blessed. I want you to see this. It's so real. It's so real. So after all this religious acrobat, we go through them every Sunday, people go through them. Then Jesus said, you know, Jesus also, when Jesus in Mark 12, when he went in the church, he wanted to see what they were doing. One time he whipped them because they were selling girders and telephone cards and perfume and vitamins in the church, trying to raise some money. That's what's going on in the body of Christ now. And Jesus took a whip. And said, my house should be the house of prayer. Y'all up here selling pies and candy and chicken. And I know what I'm talking about. See, that was supposed to take the place of your tithing and your song. See? We were supposed to be sowing, but we wanted somebody else to sow for us. So we'll sell them a supper. So Jesus pushes money button. Have your money button ever been pushed? Has the Lord, you know, the Lord have a real man, a real God, real man, a real woman of God talking to you about sowing and telling you, you need to do this, you need to do that. And all of a sudden, your money button be pushing. He ain't so spiritual no more. I'm finding me another church. Some gone? No, they gone. Gone. Stayed too long. Gone. It was a weight. Because they don't want to learn. I want people to learn, man. Jesus is coming back. We need to get up out of here. We need to move and get blessed so we can be a blessing. How are you going to bless somebody else? You can't figure your bills out. I've been there. I know what it is. So Jesus, out of all of your accolades, the boy made all these accolades. Now remember I said, the honorable soul always passed God's prosperity test. Otherwise, you will fail. Here's a boy who failed. Because Jesus, in the 21st verse, Jesus pushed his money button. Mark 10, 21. Jesus pushed his money button. He didn't talk about how much I love you and ran and kneeled. Say he kept all the commandments. And then in the 21st verse, then Jesus, beholding him, Jesus what? Loved him. Loved him. And said unto him, one thing that I like. I ain't like no love with Jesus talking about I love you. Look what he told him. Go thy way. I don't like no love. Go thy way. Sell whatsoever thou had. And give to the poor. Yeah. Damn, like, no love, man. You telling me to sell all my stuff. But he missed the second part. He mistrust Jesus. Mistrust Jesus. And thou shalt, look what he said. Man, you should have listened to the whole thing. Yeah. And thou shalt have treasures in heaven. Yeah. And come take up your cross and follow me. Now, he wasn't only talking about heaven, because this is talking about the 100-fold return. I'm not going to read all the way there, but he's talking about the 100-fold return. But look what the boy did. Verse 22. I can't sow. And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he great possession had him. That's what the process is about. The process is that money never have you. A house, or a car, or a big diamond ring like I got on will never have you. This stuff don't have me. Jesus have me. And I'm just using it. A man's life consists not in abundance he possesses. I know all that. But I'm enjoying myself. See? You understand that? You can enjoy yourself. He just told you what? How many? He told you the Lord was real proud of Job. He's a righteous man. And then talk about his substance. You heard that? Yeah, is a man who failed the prosperity test of soaring. How long have you been failing the prosperity test by not soaring? When we quit tipping God and start sowing like we should. See, when money come and came, this makes people nervous. That's why I leave it. It's all over the world. I just leave it out there. Let them see it. This makes people nervous because the anointing came to sow, or the impartation of sowing came with money coming. I can start saying money comes in here and play it, and people will start sowing right now. See, God couldn't give this to every man. Because they'll use it to fill up a trailer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they'd be greedy. One more. Man, I'm happy. Now, here's a revelation I just received it on the other day. I was reading through the 6th chapter of Matthew. You turn that, I'm going to make a statement to you. I'm not going to tell you what verse. You turn because y'all going to go mess the verse up. Hold on. Holy Spirit told me, read the 6th chapter. I said, all right, I'll read it, Lord. And read it again. I read it again. Empty bonds are symptoms of none sores. No, write that down too. Don't act like you didn't hear me that time. Empty bonds. A symptom of none sores. Now watch this 26th verse. Behold the fowls of the air. For they what? They what? They sow not. I saw 3/4 of the church in this voice. Neither do they reap. Nor gather in barn, into the barn. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Now, if you don't understand that, you sit down, you sit around. No, he has given you instruction. That's for the fowl. And they don't need much as you need. They don't need a bathroom. They just flush it out anyway. They don't need no air conditioner. So the Lord said we had to sow because the fowls are living on a lower system. But when I read this, this is what I saw before the... For they sow not. I said, man, and think he a bird. God just going to take care of you. Come on, now y'all see what I'm saying? I read this voice. The Lord said, look at it. Behold the father of the earth, for they sow not. So I saw men not sowing. Now, men are instructed to sow because men live on a higher caliber than fire. We are created in the image of God. And so God got to let us, as he is, so are we in this world. So people can't turn into birds. See, God's going to take care of me. Yeah, he sure is, barely. Because you're not doing what he told you to do. See. You don't sow, you don't reap, and you don't get in the barn. That's as simple as that. Empty barns are simple. You ask the question, look at Haggai 2:19. You ask the question, say, is the seed still in the barn? Nothing going to produce. The vine, nothing going to produce unless somebody gets that seed out of the barn and sow it. Is the seed sitting in that jar under the bed? And then we went back and looked at it the same amount. Ooh, that time passed. Wait a minute. Empty barns are symptom of none sores. If you broke tonight, you're either on a sowing mission now, you might not be consistent enough, you might have your own label or level of sowing. See, all of these are switches. See, God got switches. He switch you. He's testing you, switch you. And you might be giving consistently $20, but he might want to switch, and you didn't hear. See, God got a test. He come flipping them switches on you. Switch. I want you to do this. I want you to do this. I had one of my sons said to me, he pledged $50,000. His wife haunted him and said, you ain't got to pledge this. You know you got this money. Come on. Yeah, he says, you got to pray. You know, it make him feel good. He prayed just so he hold on to it a little longer. He said, no, we got this $50,000. Go take it to dad right now. He got on up like a man after his wife talked to him. I'm not going to mess with you, Emma. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of honor. He will always anoint you to sow properly. Oh, I love it, man. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of honor. He will always anoint you to sow properly. How many of y'all trust the Holy Ghost? All right. I want you to trust the Holy Ghost in your sowing. He who sows, what I say it? Never have to worry about the way the world system goes. Yeah, that's good. May I say that again? Yeah. He who sows, come on, say it. He who sows never have to worry about the way the world system goes. Economy, no problem. Political ignorance is no problem. Fall off the cliff. I ain't going with you. Raise the tax, I'll pay you. You see, I'm one of them ones that try to raise tax on rich folks. Raise tax, raise it. I'll pay it. You see, the rich folks intend to pay tax, man. You won't even miss a meal. It won't even change your way of living. You got money, you got surplus. Let the middle class people go so they can get up to the top. Man, you don't even be taxing them people. This is silly, man. He who sows never have to worry about the way the world system goes. That's Genesis 26 all day long. Look there a minute. Look there. I'm going to teach you a little longer than an hour tonight. That's Genesis 26. He who sows don't have to worry about the way the world system goes. Because I found out something. They put this boy out of town, and the man said, we done a dumb thing. The Lord on him. Let's go. They caught up with him and said, we won't talk. He said, what, you put me out? I said, yeah, but we won't make a covenant.
Yeah, that's right, sure did. Yeah.
You know what? You ought to make a covenant with somebody who got it going on. See, Lot didn't understand that. Lot thought he was all that. And he messed around, cut that covenant man loose, and boy, messed his family up and everything. He should have told himself, is y'all crazy? Just like that, is y'all crazy? Mess with Abraham, man. Let shut up. Don't even mess with Abraham's servant. How you think we got here? No, he won't negotiate. Abraham said, "Just go where you want to go." Yeah, go ahead. It's your bad self. That's why I have some of these flicky sons. They come in. I'll be the Lord's same as I said, go, man, go for yourself.
Yeah.
You wasn't nothing but a problem to me anyway. I've been trying to train you.
Yeah.
You know, you got some animals to breed to train.
Yeah.
Some animals you can't train them. They're all crossbreeding. You try to teach them how to walk slow, you know, crazy dog. I was walking my dog. I had a dog that I paid $20,000 for. A man got mad.
Yeah.
That's way back.
Yeah.
He got hot in the meeting, boy. Kenny Coleman said he had to talk to him. He got hot.
Yeah.
I bought a dog to protect my wife while I was traveling. But that dog was trained.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have a leash. Oh, I see some of y'all, your $20,000 dog that hurt y'all. Oh, you got to come on now. Come on. And a dog? Yeah, a dog.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. But see that dog? Put it up there. That dog, put it there, sir. That dog was trained. I go walk my dog. So I said, Tim, let's go. So he's trained to stay healed. He don't walk ahead of me. Another dog come by. He don't run behind the cat and all that. He know it. So man met me down the road. He had a dog on a lead. That dog was dragging him in a ditch. He'd pull him back. He said, how you got that dog? I said, man, you got a mutt. This is a real dog. I paid $20,000 for the dog. You got a $15 dog. He ain't gonna learn this. You know I'm telling the truth. And some people like that, you can't train them. They're a mutt. They don't want to pay no attention to what you're saying. Look up. This church be full Sunday morning. They don't want to be trained. Sores, now this coming out of my spirit now. Sores do not live just satisfied lives. Sores soar like the eagle. Prosperity is soaring like the eagle. Genesis 26:12, Genesis. We're talking about, can I go over a little bit tonight?
Yes, sir.
We're talking about, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel an impartation going on.
Yes.
That's a soaring impartation. It's on my life. It's on other people's lives who are in here.
Yes.
It can be imparted. You're not going to sow naturally like I'm talking about. You're not going to sow just because you're a Christian. Just because you love the Lord, you say you love the Lord. You know, you love the Lord up to that young rich young ruler. When that money button push, you know, you're not ready to go all the way with the Lord. See, the Lord got some work. He got some money with a mission. That's why I wrote that book. God got some mission got to be carried out. You know, when we travel, I sow the first seed from my ministry. And from myself, I sow the first seed. Sometimes I travel, it costs $25,000. I don't tell nobody about it.
Yeah.
Just put the fuel in the plane, get the best hotel.
Yeah.
I try to stay in them cheap hotels and lost all my anointing.
Yeah.
So I ain't doing this. I can't do this.
Yeah.
You know, because he said, I'm going to the city tonight. So you got to drive 45 minutes or stay at Holiday Inn. I said, 45 minutes it shall be. See, because I go an hour ahead and sit in the lobby. I was sitting in the lobby with a bunch of businessmen, boy, they was running around there, and they all had their computers on the table, and I was sitting there, beautiful hotel, expensive hotel, business people be there, but I'm a businessman,
yeah.
And I had one of my Bibles. I didn't have my iPad, I had a Bible, I had it open on the table, and boy, they had their computer, and they were talking, and God said, this is the greatest computer in this room.
Yeah.
So boy, treat me nice. I said, come here, son. Young, neat boy, he's neat. I said, come here, let me tell you something. So I said, you're trying to go up in life, right? I said, don't leave Jesus out. I said, you need Jesus to go up. I said, you see all these men here? I said, I'm a millionaire. I said, God made me one.
Yeah.
So you know I come here on my own jet? He said, huh? I said, yeah. I got two pilots out in town waiting until I tell them, give them a phone call, tell them I'm ready to go. I said, God did it. And they, you know, boy, he listened. He listened, man. I talked to him about Jesus. I told him that God did that. See, we got to be able to go in these places. Some of these people never get witnessed to. Let me tell you, on both ends. Because broke folk don't want to talk to no broke folks. And rich folk don't want to talk to no broke folks. So we lost out. The person never made it. They don't want to talk to you. Because you didn't make it. You're talking about your big old God. And you walk side of the road with them. Y'all both hitchhike. Now, I'm going to say a word in the spirit now. Out of the anointing. Make your mark.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Put it down. Put it down on your paper. Date it. Yeah. Make your mark.
Yeah.
It will, for lack of a better word, it will work like magic.
Yeah.
Because it came out of my spirit.
Yeah.
He said, tell them, make their mark. Make your mark.
Yeah.
The first mark you're going to make is in your family. Because they are flaky. They're flaky and cornflake, most of them, by Jesus. Make your mark. You in this class. You here. He see you. You look good enough, you're going to see him. Make your mark. Tell that point next to you.
Make your mark.
Make your mark where the world can see it. That's all right with God. Souls don't have to go after money. God send money after souls. Hallelujah. Let me read right quick. Then Isaac sold in the land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great, for he had possession of flocks. And making his mark now. And possession of herds. And great stores of servant. And you're always going to have somebody envy, you know. And the Philistine envy him. That's coming along with the package. For all the wealth which he had father's servant had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistine, had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Amalek said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. But I kept reading. And I got over into the 26th verse. Then Amalek went to him from Jerah and Anahuzrat, one of his friends, and Phicol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said to them, wherefore you come to me, seeing you hate me and have sent me away from you? And they said, we saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. And we said, let there be now an oath betwixt us, even between us and thee.
Yeah.
You remember Joseph?
Yeah.
And let us make a covenant with thee. say that thou would do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord. See, they say, man, we done sent the wrong man away. We done sent the blessed man away. I wish I could have had that light on tonight where the service be out by the road. The sign up, you know. Yeah, I'm going to have a camera shooting on you. Like you that, Kevin? You'll be outside the road. Yeah, woman on service. In Dow Road. You got your seatbelt on? I'll tell you what it costs. $80,000. Oh, that's too much. We're going to put a little sign up. Negro. Tell about no little sign. Shoot. The Lord, this is the Lord doing. Down room. Make a mark. You might pass by and see yourself up on that thing. Look, hey! I'm going to run these principles by you right quick. The principles of honorable sowing. It's found in 1 Chronicles 29. If you ever want to see some sores, you go to 1 Chronicles 29. Just read it. Take your time and read it. Because he gives all the intricate of sowing. But these sowers are high class sowers. They're billionaires now. They were broke. Distress, discontentment, and in debt. But they got under a financial deliverer. And he instructed them. And now they're in a big meeting. And now these guys are giving about a million. You'll find out, turn to 1 Chronicles 29 quickly. You'll find out, because I'm going to give you some verses right quick. I'm not going to read the verse, but I'm going to give it to you. Audible sowing is through the preparation of the heart. 1 Chronicles 29:2, you'll see that. Audible sowing is through the preparation of the heart. Then you also find that in 2 Corinthians 9:7. 2 Corinthians 9:7. And the man purposes in his heart. So let him give it. See. In 1 Chronicles 29:2, honorable sowing is through the preparation of the heart. Sowing is a heart thing. It's not a head thing. You understand me? It's not a gimme thing. It's not a tricking God thing. You got to get in your heart. The second one, you will have to set your affection on the things of God to sow. Verse 3, 1 Chronicles 29. Set your affection on the things of God. I love God. I love God's people. That's why I'm here. With my rich chef on a Friday night. Because I want you. See, I know why God made me rich. For you. And I'm here to teach you and tell you unashamedly what God have done for me. And he'll do the same for you. You must be consecrated to sowing. Before your seed is consecrated. See, there's a sowing consecration you have to make. Verse 5. Read verse 5 to me. Do you see that in there? You see the consecration part in there? Do you see it? Do I have to go there? Do you see it? Oh, yeah. Do you see it in that verse? Do you see? You see, what I said is, here's the principle. You must be consecrated to sowing before your seed is consecrated. Now, this one we can't pass. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 verses. Honorable sowing is to sow willingly. Let's go down a few verses. I might have missed one. Verse 6. Read it. What? Oh, underline that. How did they offer?
Willingly.
Underline that. Listen to the principle. Audible sowing is to sow willingly. Now, if God would have said this one time, go to the night voice. Read the night voice.
Then the people
did what?
Rejoice.
All right, go ahead. Whoop. There they are again. He said it again. How they offered?
Willingly.
Now, I admit you have to be in the atmosphere to offer willingly.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And most Christians are messed up here. May I talk to you? Most Christians are messed up here in his offering because it's offering like a jigsaw puzzle. Offering for survival is not good. You know, when you're putting your money in a survival offering, you know, and that's what makes it better been. You know, if you don't give, you know, God going to get you. If you don't give, we're not going to make it. The church, we're going to close this church. I'll never tell you that because you're not the source of the church. God is a soul. He can use you, but people don't want to be in a church that they're the souls of it. Verse 14. Read. There it is again. What statement I'm trying to get you to see? They offer so willingly. And then in the 17th verse, I might have missed one or two of them. Look at the 17th verse. In one verse, it said it twice. Offer how?
Willingly.
What do you think this is when these people come up here?
Willingly.
Never in the world before has it seen this. Now, in the Bible, in the book of Acts, they came and laid the money at the apostles' feet. Let me pronounce this on you. May the joy of honorable sowing be yours tonight in the spirit. May the spirit of honorable sowing be yours tonight. You go ahead and receive that. Notice, you stand, this is the stand. You got your Bible, get your Bible. Notice in the 10th through the 13th verse, and that's Sam opening. I got a statement I want to make there so you can grasp that. Blessing the Lord, thanking the Lord, and sowing the seed. Blessing the Lord, thanking the Lord, and sowing the seed. Say it.
Blessing the Lord, thanking the Lord, and sowing the seed.
Now, this is where we've been held up at. See, we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord, but we want to sow the seed. You got to do all three. That's verse 10, 13. Verse 14 through 17, I declared this in bold black writing, seed cometh to the body of Christ. Seed cometh to the body of Christ. Seed cometh to the body of Christ. Look at verse 14 through 17, you'll see it. Seed cometh to the body of Christ. Look at it. You see what happened now? He said, who are we to sow so willingly? All coming from thy hand. You see that? Do you see in your Bible? I have to go to it and preach it to you. Do you see it? Seed cometh to the body of Christ. Well, let me release something else on the gentleman clothes. I release in this house and all out on the wavelength the impartation of honorable sowing anointed. You receive it?
Yes,
say, I receive that.
I believe that.
I release the seed blessing anointed. Say, I receive it. I declare that harvest cometh to the sowers now. That's what the Holy Ghost told me. I declare. He told me to declare that over you. I declare that harvest cometh to the sowers now. It's a good night. I mean, you can start. You see, it's a good night now. Get ready. One more I'm going to give you. I call for bonds fully harvest with a mission from God. One more time, let me say that over you right quickly now. Come on, with 2 minutes to eight. Seed coming to the body of Christ. Now I got to do this, you just receive. I release the impartation of the honorable sowing anointing on you. I prophesied that over you. You release it on somebody else. Let's prophesy in here. Tell them,
I release
the impartation
of the honorable
sowing
anointing
on you.
Now.
Come on, let's prophesy over each other. I release, find somebody, the seed blessing anointing
on you.
Now find somebody else. Don't keep prophesying over the Sam poison. Tell them
I receive.
We got to prophesy over each other. Come on, let's find somebody else.
I declare
that harvest cometh to you now. Let's do this last one. Let's do the last one. People of God got to learn how to prophesy over each other. You're prophesying over each other. Aren't you anointed? Aren't you a child of God? Open your mouth and talk to somebody. Tell them, I call for bombs. Fully harvest. With a mission from God. Now throw your hand up there and praise God. Throw your hand there and praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray for a minute. A new dimension. A new dimension of living has been given you tonight. We got to be more serious about this, man. This is God's word. This, I'm God's anointed. I'm releasing an anointing on you. I'm not just talking no popcorn. This ain't no popcorn. This is a reality. Thus said the Lord. You'll never be broke another day in your life. Thus said the Lord. Money is loose in your life. Hallelujah. I'm a seed sower and I know it. Come on.
I'm a seed sower and I know it.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about
Nobody going to talk me out of it.
They're not here no way.
They don't know what I receive. But I know what I receive.
And it is from God.
You seeing this? You believe in this? When you believe this? When you start? Now I'm going to ask you a question. I don't want you to answer because I got answers for you. When are you going to finish? Never. Never stop sowing. Because you're not just sowing to accumulate stuff. You're sowing to be a sower. God got somebody to understand what I understand. So I got to be on call to be able to help them till they catch on. Good God Almighty. It's not about stuff. It's about God. A rich farmer barn did good. He said, I'm going to build him a new barn. He forgot how he got there.
Yeah.
And he lost out.
Yeah.
This night thy soul is required in the judgment.
Yeah.
You don't understand what it's for. I'll give you these bonds to spread it out.
Yeah.
I want you to find four people and tell them, never, never, never stop sowing. Listen to me good. Listen to me good. I'm training you well, so I got to tell you something. Don't sow anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah, right. Come on, Dad. That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The seed will not work anywhere. The seed will not work everywhere. You got to let the soil be checked out by the Holy Ghost. When you feel manipulation, set on your wallet. Park in the open so you can get your car and get on out of there.